This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stone is going to be joining us. He is an author. He's a filmmaker. He's a friend of mine. He did a great job on Jesse Ventura's show, helping produce it, exposing the plan for lockdowns 12 years ago before it happened. He's going to be joining us coming up. And I've had him on as a guest in his own right, but his dad obviously is one of the greatest filmmakers ever, Oliver Stone, also an amazing screenwriter. But he's an expert on Ukraine. But show is Sean Stone, who's a world traveler and met with many of these world leaders, and has made films about it as well. So we'll talk about Ukraine on fire and more coming up with Sean Stone in a moment. I'm getting a lot of calls. I'm getting a lot of emails and calls and people reaching out to me, including family, and they're saying, Alex, what do we do if there's a nuclear war? How do we protect ourselves? And I say, well, don't live near a big military base or key infrastructure. In case there is a strike, but also promote peace, promote justice, promote an awakening. Point out that the globalists want a war, a nuclear war for depopulation in their own doctrine, and that the U.S. and Russia have first strike in their doctrine that they may strike the other country first. Push our governments to demilitarize when it comes to nuclear weapons and to not continue to develop new and more deadly weapons. That is just common sense. But as long as the New World Order is in there pushing tyranny and pushing division and pushing proxy wars, that's not going to happen. So now we're on the verge of a major nuclear war, and many political scientists and analysts around the world believe, in fact, the majority do now, there's a consensus that the world is in the greatest danger of nuclear war it's ever been in. Major hedge funds and major banks are out there saying 10% chance of nuclear war in the next 6 months. Man, that is just such an incredible number, and I tend to agree with that number. So I'm seeing a lot of stories out there about iodine being bought off the shelves, medical iodine that's not for ingestion, topical iodine that's not for ingestion. I see the potassium iodide pills that are for nuclear war being bought off the shelves. And I just want people to understand something, that that's only for one type or group of isotopes and is something that helps you with most forms of fallout. But I don't promote and sell the highest quality deep earth crystal iodine for nuclear fallout reasons, even though it's something that mitigates it some. But there's nothing like peace that mitigates it, so it doesn't happen. It's essential to all electrochemical activity in the body, and it is essential for your immune system. And the UN estimates, and I agree with the number, I've looked it up, that over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities and lower IQs because of deficiency in iodine. China adds it to their salt. The U.S. government used to. But now they don't do that. They add the bad halogen, fluoride, bromine, bromide, chlorine, to the water that does the opposite. So out of all the things we sell and the things we do, true deep earth crystal iodine with all different three types, the atomic iodine and two other types for better absorption, is in X3. And we were ending the sale of X3 at 50% off, but then I noticed everybody was buying it up, and I don't want to gouge people during something like this, so we're offering it at 50% off until it sells out. X3, 50% off for your stamina, your libido, your immune system, your energy. We have a flash sale of Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid, so good for your body, your cells, your immune system. It's 50% off, though it's selling out. And Brain Force Ultra, powerful, clean, nootropic brain boost that hits very, very quickly. And I like it because it wears off in 2 to 4 hours. Brain Force Plus does it in about 5 to 6. Turbo Force is next level, 10 hours of intense energy. 3 different types of nootropics. One is a powder, one is a pill. And Brain Force Ultra is a cold-pressed liquid taken under the tongue. It is 40% off as well. But if you want iodine, and you want to stock up on it, and you want to experience what it does for your immune system and your body, and support the InfoWar and keep us on air, It's available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are now into hour number two of the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. An old friend of mine, author, filmmaker, John Stone, joins us. He is an expert on geopolitical events, and so is his father, who's made the two absolute definitive films on the ongoing Ukraine crisis, Ukraine on Fire, and now his latest, Revealing Ukraine. Ukraine on Fire came out, what, 6-7 years ago? Revealing Ukraine, 2019. Here's the trailer for Revealing Ukraine from Oliver Stone.
More clashes in Ukraine's capital, Kiev.
What we saw here today was a revolution.
I'm an outsider to this situation, but I would like to jump into the action.
In recent days, Kiev has turned into a full-scale war zone.
События, которые проходили в тот период, сначала акции проходили мирно, замечены нами радикалы, которые относились к правым партиям, неофашистским организациям.
Дело в том, чтобы посеять хаос.
Создавалось такое впечатление, что в посольстве Соединенных Штатов существует штаб, который управляет этим процессом.
To all Ukrainians, America stands with you.
Who was your highest level contact with the U.S. government in this period?
Байденом, вице-президентом. Но дело в том, что господин Байден говорил одно, а в Украине делали другое.
Questions of credibility are being raised after a private chat between two top U.S. diplomats was leaked online.
So you had this remarkable phone call where you have these two senior officials of the U.S. government apparently talking about a coup or how they were planning to restructure the government of Ukraine.
Сценарий захвата власти и государственного переворота.
We saw in the 1980s, the Central Intelligence Agency had been largely discredited because of scandals that had been exposed in the 1970s. They still want to get rid of certain governments. They wanted regime change in Syria, for instance, regime change in Iran. And they have a lot of allies now inside the news media, inside the government. And that means that they can do a lot to control the narrative. And it works with the American people.
NATO has expanded into 13 countries.
Почему мы так остро реагируем на расширение НАТО? Когда страна становится членом НАТО, ей уже очень трудно сопротивляться давлению со стороны такой крупной страны, лидера НАТО, как США. И там легко появляется, может появиться все, что угодно. Система противоракетной обороны, и новые базы, и если потребуется, и новые ударные комплексы. А нам что делать?
The United States is imposing new sanctions in key sectors of the Russian economy.
After the third wave of sanctions hit Russia, the tensions between the two countries skyrocketed. So the question presents itself, are we truly witnessing the beginning of Cold War 2.0?
Well, you talk about tomorrow's news today, Oliver Stone knocking it completely out of the park. And we've got his author, filmmaker, son in his own right, good friend of mine, one of the helped produce the great Jesse Ventura series that exposed COVID-19 12 years before they launched it, SeanStone.info. Sean Stone joins us. Again, he's a media host, author, actor, poet, speaker, and above all, truth seeker and spiritual activist. Sean, great to have you on. Man, did your dad, and also you've been out there warning of this, call this way in advance. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're also going to talk about your new book that I'm going to read as soon as I get it, New World Order, A Strategy of Imperialism. We'll talk about that as well coming up in about 20 minutes. But first, wow, good to see you there on the video. And where do you want to start?
Wherever you like. I think that Ukraine on Fire trailer really sums it up, doesn't it? Like, what strikes you in that video? It's very much a color revolution that we and those of us that have been paying attention saw it all through the 2000s, right? When we first started hearing about Soros' color revolutions in the former Soviet countries, you know, in Georgia, Ukraine, you name it, Azerbaijan, right? There were just countless of these also in the North Africa and Egypt and whatnot. So you're just seeing, you know, you're seeing that strategy. And what's amazing to me is that's obviously, you know, you saw the tensions heating up in 2014 in Ukraine. Well, then they turned the color revolution here because Trump won in 2016. So they had to target Trump, right? He got in the way of their plan, which was really to do what they're doing now back in 2017 with Hillary.
And Biden was running the whole show. They admit, what is it like for you to be right in the middle of this, traveling the world, talking to world leaders, making your own films and books, you know, just like your dad, but from your own perspective, to see him so right now? Because this is like a time machine. It's like your dad had been in a time machine to the future, and now everybody's rediscovering these already hit films, hit documentaries he made that just absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, I mean, remember, this was a huge issue at that time period, at the 20, you know, post-2014. What do we hear? They were screaming, all the Romneys and the Democrats and everybody was screaming about Russia, right? We saw the new Cold War at that time period in 2015, 2016. And then the only thing that stopped it was Trump, right? Because Trump was saying, look, you know, we're America first. We don't necessarily want to stick with NATO, you know, screw NATO. Do you know the history of NATO? As you know, Alex, I mean, NATO is very much constructed off of former Nazi apparatuses. You know, there's Operation Gladio, which anyone I'm sure familiar with the show knows
about. Lay that out, because a lot of people haven't written books on the subject like you have. Explain to people that Putin is not making this up.
No, he's not making this up. Think about just take Ukraine. There was Operation Nightingale, which was run by ex-Nazis. And Frank Wisner, one of our deputies at the CIA, in the late 40s, setting up stay-behind armies, doing assassinations, all kinds of disruptions in the Ukraine at that time period, which was part of the Soviet Empire at that time, right? That's just one of many examples. There was Gladio, which was the NATO operation all through the post-World War era. And there were a lot of fascist ex-Nazis that were part of the NATO apparatus, right? I mean, people may have heard of Reinhard Gehlen, right, who was one of the instrumental founders of the CIA. And he was a former Nazi intelligence head who was focused on the Soviets during the World War. So a lot of, as we know, paperclip in America.
Klaus, right? Barbie, all of them, exactly. And that's the best way to put it. Ukraine had some of the biggest stay-behind networks ever put in it, and they used Nazi networks, the CIA did, to do that because the Nazis had occupied Ukraine for 4 years, so they had the networks already in place, and those networks have still been there till today.
Exactly. I mean, they were, the NATO itself, as I said, was based on the Nazi infrastructure of fighting the Soviets, right? That's what NATO was designed for. So to sit here and go, why is NATO still in existence when the Soviet Union collapsed in 91, right? Why do you have NATO designed as an anti-Russian alliance? And by the way, doesn't this go against George Washington, our founding father, say no entangling alliance? Trump should have got us out of NATO. If Bolton's right, and Trump would have got us out in this time period in the second term. Good for him. We should not be part of NATO. This is an entangling alliance that does not serve America's interests. This has nothing to do with American security.
And there's no doubt that Putin wouldn't have invaded if NATO was not trying to basically pump arms into Ukraine as a proxy war. That's an act of war. I'm not glad that Putin invaded, but what did people expect him to do? Your father made a film, what, 6-7 years ago warning this would happen, and now it has.
That's right. The problem is that you have too many people, especially in the Western world, who don't know their asses from their mouths. So all they do is talk shit. And you're talking about someone like Putin who actually does what he says. I'm sorry. It's a different capacity of leadership. When Putin said Ukraine and Georgia are not going to join NATO back in 2008, why do we think that he wasn't going to stand by his word? Why do we treat Russia like some third rate dictatorship like Iraq or Syria or Libya that we can just overthrow? And obviously we've seen what happened, right? We went We overthrow these governments. We support coup. We support terrorists against Syria. I mean, Russia's a different caliber. Russia's
the biggest country in the world geographically. It's got the second largest nuclear weapons arsenal. Again, exactly. They're starting a fight. They're writing checks that we can't cash. Whether people want to kill Putin or not, whether he's the devil or a good guy, this is not tenable, and the American establishment is insane.
That's the point. This is the liberal establishment of Soros, of Biden, of Clinton. And I say liberal. I mean, Bushes are part of this. Cheneys are a part of it. But it's a liberal ideology of globalism, as you know. And my New World Order book talks about it. It's a global agenda, right? The idea is to bring all of these countries under one world financial control, right? IMF structures. That's what they've done to the Ukraine. Revealing Ukraine exposes how Ukraine was the richest country coming out of the Soviet Union. What happened to it? Now,
John Stone, stay there. I know you're an expert on this. You know more about it than I do. We'll talk about it more and your new book. Everybody can get it at Amazon.com and other places. New World Order, A Strategy of Imperialism. And it's all about what you see happening right now. Get his new book right now. It's got 4.5 stars. Get it today. New World Order, Sean Stone.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I've known Sean Stone like 15 years, maybe longer, but got to know him really well working on the production of Jesse Ventura's TV show that was so groundbreaking, got censored. A bunch of the episodes we worked on got banned, and you go find those banned episodes online. People just have freaked out over them. Tens of millions of views, more views for the show now in the future than when it got back then, and it was very, very popular back then, had millions of viewers then. Sean Stone is not overshadowed by his towering father, who makes so many serious, also interesting films like JFK. The list goes on and on. Really what Hollywood's missing today. But he in his own right, international journalist, produces international TV programs, news programs, author, filmmaker, so much more. And when he talks about Ukraine and Europe and Russia, he knows what he's talking about. Now, I talk about Cecil Rhodes and the globalists and the model they use. His book is about that. He goes deeper than I've even gone. We're going to talk about that in the next two segments. But in this shorter segment, continue to give us your view and your understanding of what's happening in Europe and how you, because not just your dad back with Ukraine on fire 7 years ago in this new film a couple years ago, but you were coming on my show warning of this 6, 7, 8 years ago as well. So you have really been on this. Why did you see this coming so far away?
Because there's an inevitability to the globalist push, right? I mean, not globalization itself, which is to say we've always been globalized in some capacity since, you know, the days of Alexander the Great, right? Connecting empires. I mean, trade is one thing. Forcing debt slavery on people is a whole other issue. What happened really, it seems, since 2014 was Europe basically trying to enforce a deal with Ukraine. That's why they got rid of Yanukovych, because he didn't want to take the deal that was basically going to say you have to take loans from us. You have to be part of the IMF, European community as far as finance is concerned. That's why they ousted Yanukovych, because he wanted to take a loan from Russia, right? So, I mean, Putin's perspective is, look, Ukraine should be neutral. Ukraine should be able to deal with both Europe and Russia. It shouldn't be one or the other. But post 2014, you've seen a resurgent nationalism, right? That's very much staked with some of these neo Nazis, you know, that have infiltrated the military, the government. So you know, Zelensky, you know, is Jewish, sure, but doesn't mean that he's not beholden to Kolomoisky and these oligarchs, right? That are Kolomoisky wasn't even banned from America. I think Glenn Beck did a great segment about Kolomoisky. He was banned from America until Biden got him free, because Kolomoisky was backing Hunter Biden's Burisma deal, right? So we've heard about Burisma and this whole thing with Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden getting deals. Well, they're very intricately connected to the oligarchs running Ukraine. And guess who's probably the second most powerful person in Ukraine is George Soros. Soros has been all over this place funding the various organizations, you know, various anti-corruption things. Well, guess what? That's exactly how they run corruption, right? When Biden fired the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden and Kolomoisky and all these characters, you know, Biden fired him, right? Had him fired back in 2015, 2016 time period.
That's right. He brags about it. And, you know, when you talk about Nazis, just interrupters, it's so important. It's all overused, saying Trump's a Nazi when he was so pro-Israel, or I'm a Nazi, or anybody that questions critical race theory is a Nazi when we're actually opposing Nazi-like ideology of people are bad because of what color they are. But that's the Nazis do. These are real Nazis. The most real Nazis in the world are in places like Ukraine. Not all of them, but a large minority. And that is a fact. This is not debatable. These people hold positions in parliament. They literally do the Heil Hitler salute and wear swastikas. So when our media tries to ignore that, it totally discredits everything else they have to say.
Of course. I mean, they're ignoring the fact that we, back in 2016, initially Congress was trying to stop putting money towards Ukraine because the Azov militia was integrated right into the Ukrainian military. And the Azov is notoriously a neo-Nazi battalion. And so originally they said, well, we can't fund you. And then quietly they do it. And there was even talk about this back in 2016. You know, wow, the Azov is neo-Nazis. But then ever since then, they've just hushed it up. And, you know, it's again, it's just continuous. These people are hypocrites, as we know, you know, within the establishment, within the media. They are hypocrites. Why is it that they were, you know, the same CNN that was pro, you know, pro-war against Serbia, pro-war against Baghdad, pro-war against Libya, you know, pro-war against Syria, all of a sudden it's, oh, no, we're anti-war. Give me a break. These people are, they're arming Ukraine. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, did they not understand that Ukraine is like Mexico or Cuba to us? I mean, of course Russia would fight over it. If Russia or China was putting missiles in Mexico, you don't think people would have a problem with that here?
Sean, again, you predicted this. You did interviews. You did reports on it. Now tell me what you think is coming next, because you have such a deep understanding of this. I want to know, my family wants to know, the listeners want to know, as somebody that's been a trailblazer, and it's just true, folks. I know I'm gushing. I gush over people that are accurate way beforehand. That's what I'm always searching for. That's the holy grail of news and information, is people that really understand subjects. What do you and your circle of researchers, that I know are some of the best, think is about to happen?
Look, I mean, the Russians, I see the Russians being very smart, very calculating. The media keeps saying that they're losing. I just see them as they're not trying to take civilian casualties. I mean, that's the point. Russia sees Ukraine as their cousins. In 1900, it was Kiev, Russia. Okay, they are the same people. Now there is a Germanic faction that's in the, you know, that's Western Ukraine. There is the blonde and blue eyed faction within Ukraine. So it's not to say that all Ukrainians are Russians, but at least half the country is ethnically Russian, speaks Russian. So Russia is not going in there to destroy Ukraine. They are systematically, it seems, going after biolabs, going after the military, trying to make it neutral, as Putin said. It should be like a neutral Switzerland type of country between the West and Russia. That's his attitude. Now, I've heard from military intel that the Ukraine was pushing for nukes. Now, whether or not they actually have developed them, I've heard breaking stuff. I haven't confirmed it, that the Russians did find
some. I mean, Zelensky said he wanted nukes.
No, Zelensky wanted. I've actually heard, again, not confirmed, but from intel people saying yes, the Russians did find that they have dirty bomb or some kind of nuclear capacity that they have been working on in Ukraine.
Please continue.
That's just the most breaking thing I've heard, and that came from a few days ago. And then someone else told me that independently today that they found it. So this is coming from high level military in the Russian side. So that's why I say I can't confirm it. But it does seem that this is a major aspect of why Putin decided to move. If there was not only the biolabs issue, there's, as we've heard about, genetic warfare things, you know, as far as genetic smallpox, things like this, but actual nuclear dirty bomb type of capabilities being developed. Right.
By the way, the Russians came out a week ago and said that they found all these bioweapon labs, and the media called it fake news. But we went and looked up old articles in Reuters and you name it, admitting the U.S. built level 4 bioweapon labs. We did a whole report on it. Pentagon-funded biolabs in the Ukraine, banned out video. So that's a fact that that's going on. And our media says it's not true, Sean.
Well, our media is a bunch of liars. I mean, come on. Didn't we figure that out during the Kosovo war? I figured that out in Kosovo. By the time of Iraq, I knew that there were no WMDs there. You know, I was listening to Scott Ritter at Princeton, and he came and said, look, you know, I was one of the UN chiefs of this, you know, looking into Iraq. They don't have WMDs. This is made up. But guess what do the UN believe? The UN believe the little vial of white stuff. I mean, let's be honest. These people are crooked. Crooked as they come.
You're right. I want to get into your book when we come back. And by the way, I'm going to order a bunch of these. I haven't read it yet, but I know it's going to be excellent because I've read your other works. And you're just dead on when it comes to the Anglo-American establishment. Who really runs the New World Order? What is the Anglo-American establishment? Ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean white people. It's a specific name. Where is it coming from? Where is it going? Who are the different power blocks? Where does he see it all ending? And how can we, the common people, get involved and stop this global conquest? Sean Stone's our guest. Stay with us.
Two of our best-selling products are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And they will sell out in the next 3-4 months before I get more of the product in if I sell it at full price. But I want those of you that have been on the fence about getting Winter Sun or getting X3 to try the products and see how amazing they are. And I believe you will then get hooked on them like myself, my family, and the crew are. So again, both these products are back in stock, both X3 and Winter Sun. They are 50% off for a limited time because they're going to sell out at this price. I would estimate
made in less than a month. So this is your chance to get X3 and experience the good halogens versus the bad halogens. This is your chance to have the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system as well. They're amazing, and they're at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason it's a 360 win is it funds the operation. I need funds to run the operation. You need to be healthy. We need to stay on air. It's a match made in heaven.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
World War One, World War Two, the Cold War, it was all about global empire. Who is the most powerful combine in the world? Is it the Russians? Is it the Chinese? Or is it the globalists? Well, we know it's the globalists, but who are the globalists? I mean, they write books about themselves. They brag about their plan. Goes back to Cecil Rhodes over 130 years ago. And I know he's made films on it. I've seen the reports he's done. He's traveled the world exposing it. And now he's written a book about it. So if you want to understand the Russia-phobia and why these powerful globalist forces are hell-bent on taking over Russia, and why George Soros brags that he will be the emperor of Russia. I played that clip at the start of the show. Why do they have such enmity, and where is this all going? Well, I would postulate the globalists created the communist state of China. It's kind of double-crossed them, and that's a beautiful thing, because I don't defend Xi Jinping. I think he's a super tyrant. you know, compared to somebody like Putin, who's more of a strong man. And then we have the really true sophisticated evil perched on top of America and Europe, in my view, that is sucking off of us and hates us as much as they hate the Russians. So I see that Americans and Russians really have the same foe. We're just more occupied by it. And through Trump and populism, we're trying to throw off that yoke. That's probably an oversimplification, but I want to get Sean Stone's expert view on that. The new book, New World Order, A Strategy of Imperialism. Get yours today. Please, at bookstores and, of course, Amazon.com and SeanStone.info. So, Sean, please continue and lay out the book for us.
Yeah, I'll give a plug real quick. People can contact me through SeanStone.info if they want a signed copy of the book. That's another option. So the book, I mean, you know, we talk about who's the head. It's very difficult to locate who's the head of the serpent, right? But a lot of people talk about World Economic Forum these days, right? That's become part of the common parlance. That's
definitely the mouth of it, in my view. That's definitely the spokesperson.
Exactly. And who trained Klaus Schwab? Well, Schwab was trained by Kissinger, amongst others, right? But that's fascinating because my book is about Kissinger's lineage and how he was trained very much through his mentor at Harvard, William Yandale Elliott, who was a disciple of the Round Tables of England. And the Round Table factions really were born from, as you mentioned, Cecil Rhodes, not the first globalist, certainly in the tradition of imperialists. Who was his banker? It was Lord Rothschild, I believe. Nathan Rothschild, I believe. So the Rothschilds basically being very intimately connected to this whole operation, which shouldn't surprise people who've studied globalization, right? I mean, the power of the Rothschild banking system, obviously the Rockefellers and other elite families. But I also would argue that these are new money compared to maybe some of the older families that are behind the scenes, very much, you know, intimately connected to this whole apparatus of finance.
Like the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas and those folks.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's I guess the Queen's family is connected to them. But ultimately, it's like, you know, who finances the governments? Who controls the central banks? Who puts people into debt? Because that's ultimately what this is always about, right? It's creating debt slavery. I was mentioning with the Ukraine before we went to commercial that basically at the end of the Soviet era, the Ukraine was the richest, wealthiest republic. It was an industrialized nation. What do they do to Ukraine? Same thing they've been doing to America. Deindustrialize it. Basically make it such that people become debt slaves, that they're this one lady put it on French TV. She's like, people are putting half their paychecks every month to their gas, to their electric and gas, you know, and heating. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, that's right. Soros, in the full C-SPAN interview I saw from 2015, was bragging how he basically was already infiltrating it when Russia controlled it, and how he's been in control the whole time and is basically sucking it dry, just as you just said.
Exactly. It's always about getting people into debt slavery. That's really the globalist agenda. And so the more that they can use international bodies to do so, you know, like the IMF and World Bank, as we've seen throughout the late, you know, the Cold War era. John Perkins talks about this very clearly. John Perkins talks about this in his book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, right? Talks about how, you know, they put these countries into debt, deep debt that they can't afford to pay off, and then they basically go into these austerity programs. So there's always these different apparatuses, but ultimately the drive is to centralize power, and we saw it in 2020 era. I mean, it was fascinating to watch all through this COVID debacle how it was like the World Health Organization and all these non-democratic bodies are dictating, you know, how to respond to a bad cold. I mean, it was insanity, right? But again, this is surrendering power, because what is the real target of the New World Order? The New World Order's target is America. America is the only country in the world premised on the idea that God gives us divinely equality and sovereignty, that we empower the government. No other country in the world does that. Every other country says the government, which used to be a king or an empire, gave the people some rights. The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution say, no, God gave you the right as a human being, and we empower the government. And those powers we don't give the federal government are reserved to the states and the people therein. And that is why they hate America.
Man, you are preaching it, brother. And, you know, we've gotten to know each other pretty good over the years. And I know you've had a chance to get into some of the highest levels of things where you didn't sell out. They bring you in and see if you want to be part of that particular arm. I've had a chance to, you know, meet with some of those organizations and groups. It's all different heads of the same Hydra. But looking at it, what is their end game? I see it as total domination. a global social credit score to be able to control every aspect of our lives, literally the biblical mark of the beast, to then force us to give up our humanity in exchange for being able to even live. I mean, I really see this as an alien takeover. And I don't say little green men or flying saucers, but a spiritual, dimensional takeover of the natural order of humanity. I see this entire globalist movement as alien.
Yes, amen. So the sequel, really, the spiritual sequel to New World Order, the book, is the docuseries I just put out called Best Kept Secret. And you're featured in it. And it's a powerful docuseries because it goes into the nature of how the elite, the dark elite, use Franklin scandal, sexual pedophilia, satanic invocations, really traumatic, to traumatize people, to hide this core of really, I believe, a satanic heart that's really behind it. I do believe there's a demonic force at work. I do believe this is a multidimensional war, a spiritual war. There is something beyond this physical realm, and this docuseries gets into that step by step.
It's a powerful series. How do people find it?
The best is on Vimeo On Demand, but so SeanStone.info on my website is the best place to link to. It's also on Iconic, our friend David Icke's streaming, Iconic.com.
Absolutely. Sean Stone, Best Kept Secret. Find it at his site, SeanStone.info. Continue laying out this group's aims, and how do you think we fight back against it?
Ultimately, I mean, it's the things that you know and you've talked about. That's why you're in the series. I mean, it very much is a spiritual war. They want the transhuman thing because it's designed to disconnect us. You see, we as beings, as physical beings in our bodies, we are connected to God in our very being, in our very breath, and our every atom of our body is connected to the earth, right, which is God's universe. The more that they can basically move us into this sort of digitized, controllable version, synthetic version of humanity, right? And it began, really, you'd say Steiner and others saw it coming 100 years ago with the synthetics, the chemicals, the chemical warfare, the chemicals in our, you know, putting into our, talk about fluoride and things like this, put into our foods and our waters, the Monsantos, all these different companies, they were born 100 years ago, really at the dawn of the First World War. And that that design for synthetic life, non-natural, non-organic, right? The fact that you can go to a store and have to look for organic food should tell you everything you need to know. This is satanic. It is against that which is natural, which is made by God in the natural universe. They're creating a synthetic, artificial metaverse, really. That's the way I see it, an artificial reality where they control it outside of God's domain.
And you've been talking about this for decades, Sean Stone. And now here we are. And again, they hit us with so many different thousands of attacks and chemicals that you can't ever blame any one group. But when you add it all together, you see the agenda, total sterilization, total death, where to have a baby, you've got to go have a chimera splice creation made that's not even really a human. And then your checkmate, the scientists now, are God.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I remember seeing a few years ago the Chinese were developing artificial sperm. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is that about? What is the intention here of the gen? It's really, it's a lot of this is eugenics, right? I mean, again, talk about the Nazis. Why the Nazis inherited in eugenics? But guess where it really began? It began in the Anglo-American empires. It was the British and the Americans, as you know, that were hosting the first.
That's
eugenics
right. Let's conference. Talk about that with Sean Stone. Final segment, riveting information. We got to get him in studio soon.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you asked for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3.
that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence, get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In about a week and a half, we're going to have Sean Stone in studio. So look for that. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Owen Schroyer is about to take over with Sunday Live. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. It's picked up by a lot of our AM and FM stations and TV stations. But we cut all the network ads out, so there's only 6 minutes of ads an hour on that broadcast. And I'm starting more and more podcasts that are commercial-free as well. Those are very, very popular, so look for more of those in the next few days and next few weeks with special guests and more and your phone calls. Sean Stone, the vaccine, the biomedical tyranny, how does that tie into your book, The New World Order?
Right, right. Oh, where to begin? You know, as I said earlier, you saw the global response, the global nature of this response to the COVID plandemic, let's call it, right? Knowing that there was gain-of-function research going on, seeing now that Moderna had patented some sequences of it. I've heard at the very beginning that there's HIV in the spike protein, I guess, or within the COVID-19 virus. So, again, you're talking about genetic – really, viruses are genetic warfare, if you think about it, because that's really what a virus is. It's genetic. Some people argue that viruses themselves are not really deadly. It's the terrain. It's, you know, it's how your body responds to it, right? But you're basically looking at why are these gain of function researches going on in the first place? Why are they trying to create? And we saw this back in 2001, right? You know, the creation of anthrax and how that was deployed, right? Right after 9/11, and we still don't have answers as to who created that anthrax and spread it. But it seems to have been an inside job of some sort, right? There was never clear answers. That it always indicates that there was an inside job. They had to cover it up. The point is that so they're weaponizing these viruses, and you're, you know, again, dealing with genetics and how they're trying to maybe target certain gene groups. I mean, we gene pools. I mean, we heard about this a long time ago with HIV as well. You know, was it designed to basically malevolently affect people of African descent more than let's say like white descent? I mean, it was very interesting to hear these various conversations. So when you look at the nature of the genetic, we were talking about earlier about the eugenics process, right? The eugenics programs, which is very much racially based and trying to target certain groups, trying to depopulate certain groups. You have to always wonder, you know, with COVID-19, you know, was this designed? Why is that? Why it affected the Native community, the Black and Latino communities more, let's say, in America?
Exactly. We know the spike protein plugs into receptors that people that have more equatorial bloodlines have larger receptor sites. That's just a fact. And as you pointed out, Moderna now admits that they patented in 2016 that very spike protein that is genetically modified, that is in the COVID-19 virus, proving it was man-made. And guess who holds the patent? Consortium with Bill Gates and, of course, Fauci and others involved. And what do you make of Melinda Gates, now Melinda French, coming out against her husband and saying he needs to answer, that's a quote, for Epstein, and that Epstein was evil incarnate. Sounds like she knows some big shoes are about to drop, Sean Stone.
Well, I take that with a grain of salt, considering my hunch is that she's a Satanist herself. So I think it's kind of like, well, whatever happened with this divorce, does she feel like maybe, you know, is there something going on behind the scenes? You know, is Bill in trouble, or is there another motivator?
She's distancing herself, but you don't buy that she's a good person, but that is big news that she's distancing herself from him.
Oh, absolutely. It's important. It's certainly important and indicative. And what she's saying about Epstein, you know, look, Epstein was not just a pervert involved with pedophilia. He was a very wealthy guy. We don't really know how wealthy he was, or, you know, if he was connected to Mossad, CIA, British intelligence, probably a collection of all three at some level. Ghislaine Maxwell obviously would indicate, you know, both Mossad and British intelligence, but, and Epstein himself being Jewish. So it's like, this is not surprising. But the point is that Epstein was also, as far as I know, was interested in things like getting blood from the youth to preserve longevity. We've seen about Silicon Valley, right, being very interested in the blood of the young.
He was also obsessed with human cloning. He was obsessed with corrupting scientists so they could control them.
Yeah, exactly. So his interests overlapped with very, you know, why would Bill Gates, who's supposedly the richest guy in the world, courting Epstein for money? Give me a break. You know, especially after he's convicted as a pedophile, right? Oh, let me go ask this guy for money. Who are you fooling, man?
Absolutely. You know, looking at some of these headlines, the Babylon Bee made the joke, Putin received Nobel Prize in medicine for ending COVID pandemic. They've now, the Senate's passed a law to say, okay, the emergency's over, but the House hasn't yet. Why do you think they're backing away from this now? Because of the backlash? What do you think's happening?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question as to what is going on. Why are people waking up to deception? Obviously, we saw through this winter, Biden, not only was Biden completely inaccurate that it was going to be a winter of death for the unvaccinated, but people that were vaccinated were all sick. Everyone got sick, apparently, right? It was like vaccinated, unvaccinated. Everyone got sick. It was a cold, you know, whether it was a bad cold or, you know, some people got, you know, the worst, you know, the longer version of COVID, I guess. The point is that everyone got sick. And so you can no longer simply say, well, the vaccines are working, because you could see with your own eyes that it wasn't working. And you could see with your own eyes people were dying. And everyone had someone they knew die from the vaccine. So you could know, I think at some point you realize that there was no longer a way of suppressing it. Plus the Pfizer documents being released, as we saw, CHD was saying that there's 1,291 side effects from the vaccine, including death. Can you imagine a commercial where they say, take the COVID vaccine, and they start listing the 1,291 side effects?
And by the way, that was the first tranche of documents from just the first month, and they report maybe 1 out of 100 actually got in there. You're absolutely right. And so they tried this, they pushed it, they're going to try to do it again, but it certainly blew up in their face. You don't see Fauci on TV anymore. They've really got their tails between their legs, and as you said, more and more is coming out. What do you expect them to do next? I predicted war. I predicted fake cyber attacks they blame on Russia. I predicted power outages, and now they're telling us get ready for that. I'm really concerned.
you know, again, we have to focus our energy and our intention in the awakening process. I believe very much in communities. I believe in states. I moved to Florida to get away from the insane people, because as far as I'm concerned, you know, California, L.A., places like this, they proved themselves to me when they went to apartheid. When they instituted apartheid based on your vaccine status, you showed your true colors to me. And I don't want to be around people like that, or politicians, or you name it. That's not the way I want to live my life.
I totally agree. It's a total red line to say you got to have an app to buy and sell and leave your house. Folks, that is a 10 on the Richter scale of martial law and tyranny. I mean, you accept that, you're done. I mean, this is incredible.
Exactly, exactly. So it's time for us to unite, to find each other, to maybe, you know, cities could be dangerous, especially, look, the EMF toxicity, the overall pollution. I mean, cities are tough places in general to live. I think people are being drawn to land, being drawn, you know, to maybe conscious community, to buying land, getting, you know, growing crops, eating organic, finding a local farmer. This is all makes, you know, this, we've been talking about this, myself and my friends and whatnot, for a couple of years now, since actually before the pandemic. So I still believe this is the way forward, is find your tribe, find your community. And it can be global, but it's not within these toxic,
absolutely,
fascist.
Every cell in my body was saying, do this a few years ago. Now it's a demand. Move the country, become self-sufficient. Every cell in my body is commanding me to do this. It's obvious. We've got to have an exodus now out of these big cities that are going to be death traps. In closing, what do you think is going to happen in these big cities? Why are our very cells telling us get the hell out?
Yeah, I mean, it's already begun. I mean, we felt it with the 5G rollout. You know, my girlfriend is electrosensitive, and she could feel the 5G. Whenever we were in a 5G area, she would literally feel it in her body. So we had to flee that initially, and then, you know, the pandemic started. But you can feel the toxicity, as far as I mentioned, the pollution, the access to clean water, you know, the lack of clean water, the lack of access to farm, you know, to, like, fresh farmed goods. It's an overall visceral, energetic feeling of low vibrational people that are not particularly informed, not particularly interested in being informed. You know, they go from wearing a mask one day to, you know, putting the Ukrainian flag over their mouth the next. And they
you
go,
said
oh, you
the
can
key. We all electromagnetically, they prove, and pick up a sixth sense. We all broadcast our own, you know, energy system. And it's toxic to be around these zombies. It's sad that as good people leave them, it's going to make them get worse and we're going to get better. But this is just the separation that has to happen.
Unfortunately, and the vaccine shedding is a true thing. I mean, we've seen it firsthand. Women having blood clots in their period, having multiple, double, triple periods in a month from being around it.
Miscarriages.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous what's happened here. And I think the MIT just put out a report, a study on it, actually, looking into the shedding. It's part of their artificial intelligence.
That's all MIT. That.
Right.
Sean Stone, incredible job. Look forward to you being in studio coming up here in the next few weeks. SeanStone.info, the book New World Order. And, of course, there's also the TV program you'll find there on the Illuminati. Thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you with us.
A pleasure. Good to see you.
Wow, good to see him. Amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break the next 2 hours. Owen Schroyer in studio with Sunday Live. If your stations don't carry it, be sure and go to InfoWars.com/show. Or band.video and watch it and share it. Because, hey, you're informed, but what about others? They're looking for the truth now more than ever. If you'll just tell people to tune in, we'll win this fight. We're starting to do it together. So congratulations, everybody. But now the real battles, the final battles are coming. So share the live links and tell others that get it, for them to share it and them to share it. God bless.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.